But Luton Town is my club, and they need the points, and they need to be out of this league. So there's no grey area. I want Luton Town to win the game, and so, you know, bring back some happy memories. I want to share them with the Luton supporters.
And talking to those supporters, another good attendance expected again today. It's great for a club at this level to still get the 6,000 on a regular basis.
Yeah, you're always going to get them. I mean, Luton Town, the supporters are magnificent. You know, we're not Manchester United, we're not Liverpool or Arsenal, but we get that core support, and they're brilliant. And, you know, I'm just proud to have been part of the Luton Town team that actually got us to the Premiership, and you know, we have some great memories there. And one memory I haven't mentioned, and you know, I keep forgetting it, and somebody's just reminded me in the background, is the Watford. I played with Ricky Hill. You know, he's got caps for England. Paul Walsh, caps for England. Brian Steen, Mark Hazlewood, 50 caps for Wales. Paddy Grealish, 50 caps for Ireland. Mel Donaghy, 70 or 80 caps for Northern Ireland. But I tell you what, I bet you they'd swap them all for that one goal against Watford on Boxing Day.
Go on, talk us through that goal then, Kirk.
Well, to be honest, it's 30 years ago. I don't remember much about it, to be honest. I think I remember Finlay got the ball and he rolled it out to Saxby, who played a little 1-2 with Alan West, who then knocked it into Ricky Hill, who played a 1-2 with Brian Steen. He got the ball, knocked it to David Moss, who then knocked it out to Bob Atten on the left wing. He's teared down the left wing. He's crossed the back post. In the 89th minute, Luton's right back, Kirk Sears, has gone and scored the winning goal against Watford. Fantastic. But I don't remember much about it, to be honest.
Thank you very much for sharing your time and your memories with us here on Diverse Echo.
That's a pleasure.
That is going to be one of the best interviews ever. How enthusiastic does Kirk Stephens sound?